Innisfil Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@innisfiltoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. After a weekend of snow on both Saturday and Sunday, followed by freezing rain December 9th, it was necessary to take my dog for a walk. Along with numerous others, it's a chore we need and love to do. Many others simply need exercise and it contributes to a healthy lifestyle. However, there is a complete lack of both salt and sand on roadways and sidewalks, where they exist, to make it a safe venture. The roads themselves are a complete skating rink, covered in black ice and completely unsafe for walkers and even drivers. I feel lucky that I am agile enough to navigate the roadways, but having witnessed another dog walker almost take a bad spill Monday, enough is enough. When is Sandy Cove Acres going to look after the residents as they are required, to address the deplorable and unsafe conditions? It is with a tad bit of wry humor that I read the following on the corporate website and I quote, "Residents of Sandy Cove Acres can enjoy the best of both worlds. The peace and security of a residential retirement community combined with easy access to all the urban amenities that this unique and vibrant area has to offer. The bold and underline is my doing. I took a slippery drive to the admin offices, which I noted straight away was completely plowed and salted and sanded. Since we all do not need to get to the offices, but trips to the community centers are necessary, should it not be incumbent upon you to make full and easy access available to all? This means not just the parking lots but the roads and sidewalks to get there in the first place. I might get a reply about having to hire new staff and lack of training, but that excuse simply won't wash. Your priority is to ensure a safe environment for all." Tim Catling, Innisfil.